one called The Visitor. Now, some explanation of the title. The Visitor, when I've people have seen it or talked to me about it, especially students, I've said, well, is that the poetic muse? And then my usual answer was something like, well, no, it's just what it's talking about. It's about some animal. But that isn't quite true either. If I'd have known at the time what I was talking about, I probably would have titled it more distinctly than The Visitor. But what I think I am talking about is Lorca's term. Really strikes me as very important. The one he used, duende, and it means a goblin. And he used it as sort of a metaphor for the whole sort of artistic spirit, the vibrations. And that's what this poem is on. His footstep is light, leaving no path in the yard, can be heard if quiets the mood heart invites in. Though he is shy and will vanish at call of his name, he has come. I have thought him there while nailing up fences in the moist sun. A dark suit and a crowd listening to music, I have heard him as a story, as a warning to get off or on to the stage. He speaks to me often of my shame. Yet he has come like a slave at night when the rain is cold, to my bidding when others regret the sight of my face, sometimes drunk, noisy, climbing my back, sometimes with grace in his rhythm. But for a time he has walked past the yard, leaving prints illegible in the dust, beginning abruptly and disappearing as fast. Wherever he is, he comes for me when the setting sun puts a light show of shadow on the mountains, when musicians too tired to care play tales of sound, their own lives, to the pelt-adorned crowd. This I have spoken of at other hours, laughing, and said it was the abominable snowman who comes, but he is more foreign than that.